Your life is like a mystery novel waiting to be unraveled, with hidden secrets and unexpected turns. Amid the uncertainties of your journey, there's a big revelation. It's like finding a treasure map where you were chosen by God, is the hidden X. Let's embark on this adventure, unveiling 5 cool reasons why God picked you, using stories from the Bible and everyday life. I'm going to release a very powerful prayer for you in the matchless name of Jesus Christ. Kindly watch till the end. Believe, and open your heart to receive the blessings that comes with this prayer. Please like, comment, share this video with others. Leave your prayer requests and we will pray with you. In this story of life, you're not just a random character. You're fearfully and wonderfully made, like a superhero with unique powers. Imagine God as the ultimate artist, carefully crafting every detail of who you are. It's like you're a special edition action figure with features that make you stand out in the grand scheme of things. Now, let's talk about being royal. You're not just anyone. You're part of a chosen crew, a bit like being part of a special club. The Bible says you're in a royal priesthood. Imagine having VIP access to the King of all Kings. It's like getting an exclusive invitation to a fancy party where you're treated like royalty. Next up is a story of redemption. Ever messed up and wished for a do-over? The Bible says Jesus is like the ultimate reset button, wiping the slate clean. It's like having a superhero friend who saves the day and gives you a second chance, only this time, it's not in a comic book, it's your real life story. Now, let's chat about teamwork with God. Think of it like a dance where both partners have a role. In life, you've got a part to play, but God's there, guiding your steps. It's like being in a dance competition where you and your partner create a beautiful routine together. Your choices and God's plans work together, creating a life that's full of purpose and meaning. Finally, check out the awesome stories of people who went through tough times but came out stronger. It's like watching a movie where the underdog becomes the hero. Your life is part of this big, ongoing story, and you're like a main character with a story that can inspire others. So, get ready for an epic journey as we unravel the mystery. God chose you, and your life is meant to be something extraordinary. Unveiling divine design. Think of yourself like a super cool puzzle, and God is the master puzzle maker. The Bible says in Psalms 139 verse 14 that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's like God created you with special attention, making sure each piece of the puzzle fits just right. Imagine an artist making a painting. Each brush stroke is important, and every color is chosen carefully. Well, you're like that masterpiece. God took time to create you, adding unique talents, quirks, and things you love. You're not a random doodle. You're a masterpiece crafted with care. Now, think about your fingerprints. They're one of a kind, like a secret code that says you're unique. Just like a superhero has a special power, your uniqueness is your superpower. So when you doubt yourself, remember, you're not a mistake. You're a masterpiece created by the ultimate artist. Unveiling divine design. Think of yourself like a super cool puzzle, and God is the master puzzle maker. The Bible says in Psalms 139 verse 14 that you are fearfully and wonderfully made. It's like God created you with special attention, making sure each piece of the puzzle fits just right. Imagine an artist making a painting. Each brush stroke is important, and every color is chosen carefully. Well, you're like that masterpiece. God took time to create you, adding unique talents, quirks, and things you love. You're not a random doodle. You're a masterpiece crafted with care. Now, think about your fingerprints. They're one of a kind, like a secret code that says you're unique. Just like a superhero has a special power, your uniqueness is your superpower. So when you doubt yourself, remember, you're not a mistake. You're a masterpiece created by the ultimate artist. A royal identity. Imagine you're part of a big royal family, like kings and queens in fairy tales. Well, the Bible in 1 Peter 2 verse 9 says you're in a chosen race and a royal priesthood. This means you're like a special member of a royal club, with a crown on your head, not a literal one, but you get the idea. Picture yourself in a castle with a big, fancy invitation. That invitation is from God, and it says you're chosen and royal. Now, being royal doesn't mean you have a golden throne, but it does mean you have a special status. You're part of a crew that has a unique connection with the most important king ever, God. So, think of it like this. You're not just a regular person. You're part of God's special team. You have a royal redemption's all right. Let's talk about redemption, which is like a superhero saving the day. The Bible in Ephesians 1 verse 7 says Jesus is like our superhero, making things right when they go wrong. It's like having a friend who helps you fix mistakes. Imagine you have a really cool gadget, but it breaks. You wish you could go back and fix it, right? Well, Jesus is like the ultimate fixer-upper. He sacrificed himself to clean up our mess and give us a fresh start. It's like hitting the reset button on a video game, erasing all the past errors.
So, redemption is like getting a second chance. When you mess up, we all do, remember that Jesus is there to rescue you. It's not just about saying sorry. It's about getting a clean slate and starting over. Your story can have a happy ending, thanks to the redemption that Jesus offers. Redemption's embrace. All right, let's talk about redemption, which is like a superhero saving the day. The Bible in Ephesians 1 verse 7 says Jesus is like our superhero, making things right when they go wrong. It's like having a friend who helps you fix mistakes. Imagine you have a really cool gadget, but it breaks. You wish you could go back and fix it, right? Well, Jesus is like the ultimate fixer-upper. He sacrificed himself to clean up our mess and give us a fresh start. It's like hitting the reset button on a video game, erasing all the past errors. So, redemption is like getting a second chance. When you mess up, we all do, remember that Jesus is there to rescue you. It's not just about saying sorry. It's about getting a clean slate and starting over. Your story can have a happy ending, thanks to the redemption that Jesus offers. Impactful testimonies. Now, let's talk about stories like those exciting tales you hear or read. In the Bible and real life, there are people with pretty amazing stories. Imagine a big book filled with stories about regular folks facing tough times and coming out strong. Well, that book includes your story too. Think of it like a movie where the main character overcomes challenges. Your life is like that movie, and you have the chance to inspire others. It's not about being perfect. It's about showing how you bounce back from tough situations. You're like a hero in your own story. Remember, it's okay to have ups and downs because your story isn't finished. There's something powerful about sharing your experiences. Your story could be the encouragement someone needs to keep going. So, embrace your journey, learn from it, and let your life be a story that leaves a positive mark on others. All right, let's wrap it up like putting a bow on a gift. So, after all we've talked about, here's the deal. You're special, chosen by God for something awesome. It's like being picked for the coolest team ever. Imagine your life is a big adventure story. You're not just a character, you're the main one. The Bible says you're chosen by God, and that's a big deal. It's like having a VIP pass to a super exclusive club where the King of Kings is in charge. So, here's the takeaway. Your life has a purpose, and you're not in it alone. You're part of a team with God. Picture it like a tag team wrestling match, you and God against whatever life throws at you. Your story is still unfolding, and you have the power to make it amazing. It's not about being perfect. It's about embracing your unique self and sharing your journey with others. You never know. Your story might be just what someone needs to keep going. So, go out there, live your story, and remember, you're chosen, you're loved, and your adventure has just begun.
Mark 11 verse 24 says, "Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them." Join me as we go to the Lord in prayer. Open your heart and believe so that the blessings of this prayer will come to you. Say this prayer with faith. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come before you today. You are the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You, the Lord, you created the earth and the heavens, and all that is in them. I give you all the praise and glory. Thank you, God, for everything you have done in my life. I'm grateful for the good things and even the tough times. You've been with me through it all, and for that, I say thank you from the bottom of my heart. God of mercy and compassion, please look with pity on me. I know I have sinned against you. I ask for your forgiveness. Father, Lord, have mercy on my mistakes and failures. Every mistake I have done in word, action, and deeds, Father, forgive me. For your word clearly says in 1 John 1 verse 9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just and will forgive us our sins and purify us from all unrighteousness. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for forgiving me. Now in the name of Jesus, I declare the power of God against any work of the enemy. Every secret agenda the devil and his cohorts have plotted against me be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. Father, your word said Christ was manifested that the works of the enemy might be destroyed. Every work of the enemy against my marriage, my job, my business, my career, my family, and children, be destroyed in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' name, I declare fruitfulness in every area of my life. Let the power of Christ touch my life so I bear fruit. I am fruitful in my life, in my ministry, in my marriage, in my business, in my career, in my job, and in my finances, for the Lord gives us power to make wealth. Let prosperity be my portion in Jesus' name. I will not lack but have in abundance. Lord, I want to serve you with all my heart. Anything that hinders my service, Father, deliver me. God, save me from myself, save me from people who will not lead me to you, save me from desires which are not godly, things which are not in line with your word. Father, help me obey your word. Sometimes the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. Lord, make me strong, make me fervent in you. Restore unto me, Lord, the joy of my salvation. Father, restore all the things I have lost, either by my ignorance or carelessness. You said in your word that the years the locust has eaten in our lives, you will restore us. Thank you, Lord, for restoring me, my family, my marriage, my career, and my ministry. Father, you sent forth your word to heal our diseases and sicknesses. I declare your healing from the crown of my head to the soles of my feet. Father, heal my family, friends, and loved ones. Let your healing be their portion too. I boldly declare that I am a child of God. I walk in victory through faith. I am the head and never the tail. I am what God says I am in Jesus' mighty name. I boldly declare Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He letteth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He letteth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yeah, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank you, my Father God, for hearing my prayer and answering my prayer. Amen. As this message has blessed you, type the word Amen in the comments section and share with us your testimony too in the comments section. In the name of Jesus Christ, all these blessings have come upon you now. Beloved, help us spread the gospel of Christ and reach more people all over the world by liking this video and sharing this message with your family, friends, and loved ones. We really appreciate your great support. We plead with you to subscribe so you can receive more videos that will revive your spirit and uplift your life. Christ came that all people will be saved. If you have not accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and personal Savior, this is the right time to do so. Say this after me. Lord Jesus, I know that I am a sinner, and because of me, You came to die on the cross of Calvary. Father, forgive me of all my sins. Today, I boldly declare that you are my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my heart and lead me. As you have said this prayer, congratulations, you have been born again. Please look for a pastor in a Bible-believing church and tell him you have given your life to Christ. You will need to fellowship with other believers to learn about your new life. Prayer is a very powerful tool God has given us. With prayer, our problems receive solution and we get comforted by God. Please leave your prayer request in the comment section. We are constantly interceding on your behalf before God. Trust me, friends, our God will answer your every prayer request. Sometimes we may not reply to your prayer request in the comments section, but that does not mean we are not praying for you. We have you at heart and your requests. May the grace of our Jesus Christ and the love of God be with you now and forevermore. Amen.